Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
It's been going for 27 years and previous winners have included Dennis O'Brien and the Collison brothers. And this year's finalists for the EY Entrepreneur of the Year have been announced. And it's a disparate bunch, as usual, including a solar panels company, a well-known food maker and a business which captures carbon. Roger Wallace is the partner at EY responsible for the entrepreneur and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Roger.
Morning, Joe. Great to be here.
Without naming them, let's break into the three categories for the finalists that you have.
Oh, well, our emerging category, our established category, and our international category are, long-standing ways that we ask the nominees to come into EOY. I mean, the emerging category is essentially new, young businesses under 7 years old. An incredible number of young businesses continue to be founded and scaled in Ireland. I mean, businesses doing, outstanding things, items such as now, not only the R&D of drugs, but the commercialization of drugs around the world, finance for other entrepreneurs, and indeed retail, and consumer product businesses. It was really hard, I think, years ago to establish brands quickly. But now with e-commerce, with much cleverer ways to sort of spread the word internationally online, you've got some really brilliant companies coming out of Ireland that are really young.
And then there's the experience category or established.
Established. I mean, these are generally large businesses, businesses that have been in communities for a
sustained
period of time.
Would they need a turnover over a certain amount, Roger, to be...
No, typically they don't, but they, many of them will be very well established with, tens of millions in turnover, if not beyond, and big parts of their communities, big employers, trading predominantly in Ireland and the UK, and, doing, lots of innovative things, including kind of health tech, technology, more and more sustainability services, providing solutions to the challenges of the planet. And then our international category businesses are Irish companies that are, scaling fundraising, right across the world. And,
We'd know some of them, wouldn't we?
We'd know a lot of them. For example, in international, the likes of you referenced a great food brand in Ballymaloe, a long-standing family business, but, continues to succeed right around the world.
In pantries in every kitchen in Ireland, nearly.
And beyond, thankfully.
Yeah. And is there an overarching theme? You already mentioned sustainability as prominent. Is that the kind of overarching theme or is there a theme this year?
I think it's hard. I mean, this year we've had a record number of nominees, actually 30% up on last year, which was itself a high watermark for nominees for EOY. It shows you that the interest in entrepreneurship, the people's, ability to get up and innovate and do it for themselves continues to be strong in Ireland. If there was a theme, I would say, health tech, and pharma, learning from, I suppose, the significant pharma industry in the country would be one of them. And you're right.
One of the nominees makes a tiny, tiny widget that goes into the valve of a heart. Is that right?
That's right. Connor Hanley in Fire One, a really clever piece of technology which will ultimately, be linked to your phone or to another device and helps control and tell you to control blood flow and your medication around heart disease, which has an application around the world.
Now, these guys have raised a huge amount of money.
Yeah, I mean, I think this year their fundraising will hit $200 million.
Okay.
Which for a young Irish business shows you the global ambition and scalability of Irish entrepreneurship.
And do you think it's helped that you have all these giant international companies based here? Do you think that has percolated through to an entrepreneurial spirit in the country by having, such high-tech, well-educated, well-travelled people also based in the state?
Well, you've mentioned two really important features, I think, in your question there. Absolutely, the large, kind of foreign direct investment companies, they've raised the technical expertise of, people in Ireland. They've raised the ambition, I think, of us as an economy. But importantly, in terms of the university sector, people coming out of either the businesses or directly out of the universities, the technical skills and the global ambition and seeing Ireland as the centre of the world in a particular, technology or science, has clearly had a positive impact. I think it cuts both ways. Our innovative entrepreneurial society also
benefits
drives
them
and supports FDI, no doubt about it.
Yeah. Now, you'll be they will be dragged kicking and screaming, no doubt, to sunny Cape Town for the finalists in a few months' time. I'm sure they're going to hate that.
Yeah. Well, our 24 finalists will be delighted to host them on our annual CEO retreat in Cape Town. Actually, they'll be joined by about another 70, 75 of our alumni. So about 100 entrepreneurs on a huge trade mission down to Cape Town with Enterprise Ireland, Invest Northern Ireland travelling with us as well. Mm. Look, this is it's our first time in the continent of Africa. It's an immersion in South Africa and the opportunities there, but also in, you know, in Africa, which, you know, demographically will be the biggest consumer market in the world. And, you know, kind of 30 or 40 years, it really is a seat of significant growth and innovation. It's a changing continent. And this is an early exploration of it for Irish entrepreneurs.
Now, without sounding cynical, what's in it for EY?
Look, we've been driving, inspiring entrepreneurship in Ireland for 27 years through EY. There is a genuine social purpose from it. We also learn from these entrepreneurs ourselves. Our EY partners queue up to spend time with the EY community. It helps us think about our own business and how we serve our own clients. And, you know, building relationships with the best businesses in the country doesn't hurt our core business either.
Of course. And they might come back to be, you know, clients themselves at some point. You've got this big event in November, all the black tie event for the finalists. I presume you hope there won't be another riot that night.
It's always a great event. There's a long way to go for the finalists between now and then. We take them through, you know, 6 to 9 months of, you know, interactions and learning from each other, from our alumni. Lots of events throughout the summer, including with our media partners like News Talk, which we value a lot. But yeah, there has to be an overall Entrepreneur of the Year, and that is in the last Thursday in Paris Court, and we look forward to it.
Roger, thanks so much for coming in. That's Roger Wallace, the partner at EY, responsible for the EY Entrepreneur of the Year.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.